Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Corey Sandin, Mr. MC Swimbaits himself. And we're talking his language today, right?
Oh, my.
In the world
for sure.
Headquarters. Are you kidding me? Right next to the San Diego Landings. Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters is here. And perfect opportunity for you to learn a lot of good techniques for catching calico bass and more.
Yeah. Nobody better than Captain Benny Florentino. If you want to join us, two ways to do it. You can give us a call. One open line right now. It's all yours. 213-432-1090. That's the number you can call right now. It's you can get straight on there. And that, or you can text us via the app. A lot of texts rolling through, some good ones. And if you want to do that, it's only done through the app. Little tab right there says text the show. And
absolutely.
Make sure you do leave your name and telephone number.
Yep,
I forgot to mention that.
Otherwise, you can't win that great prize we're giving away, right, Corey?
Dude,
what is that?
An AFTCO reel bag. How about that?
They are so if you haven't seen them, go check your local tackle store or check out AFTCO.com. They are. I got one, and they're unbelievable. In fact, what I did with it is I have a whole setup of underwater camera gear that I put in it, and it was perfect for that. I mean, I was looking for something to put all my underwater camera gear in. It worked absolutely ideal for it, padded and everything like that.
How cool.
But you can also put reels in it, too, which is what it's designed for, a reel bag.
They continually
innovate.
I was out with Shelly and a couple of the people from AFTCO the other day, and I go, Shelly, between the clothing, the outerwear, bags, what else?
Lures.
Lures. They continually step up the game, and they're definitely an innovator and a leader in our industry. And they do
no
it
question.
Very, you know, they do it below the radar.
Yeah.
They do a great job.
Hey, yeah, they do.
Between your son, Robbie Gant, I mean, there's a list
it's
of.
It's a great team.
Yeah, I just have nothing but. I feel very blessed to be a part of. Of their team and doing what I do and to test. She's got me testing some more product coming up. So
and the Shedd family. Nobody does more for sport fishing than the Shedd family.
I mean, just awesome. Yeah, just awesome.
Really, really great group of people. Well, hey, let's find out what's biting there. Let's find out with the fishdope.com report, right, Corey?
And who else would it be brought to us by than Summit Gasoline? You fill up lately, then you know gas prices are way up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. I was there on Thursday.
Yeah,
did my
pretty
thing.
Amazing.
Got my eyes, right? You could pull right up to the expanded Summit Gasoline and get low gas prices on the diesel. Prices great for your car, your truck, your boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. The bistro is full of all the things you need for a day on the water, plus 100 pounds of free ice. I took advantage of that.
Yeah.
35 gallons or more. Say hello to Martha and the friendly staff. Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always low prices at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Yeah, great spot. And I mean, you see how high gas prices are? Over $6 a gallon a lot of places, not at Summit.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
The place to go.
It is definitely a place to go.
And convenient.
And convenient and free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners.
It is. So when I get off the freeway, whether I'm going to the Shelter Island ramp, it's kind of on the way, really. And if I'm going to Mission Bay, it's only a mile out of the way.
Yeah, it's great.
Super simple.
Go check them out. Hey, let's start it off with our private motor buddy, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Benny. Great show, man.
Hey, Mark,
I'm having a lot of fun listening to you guys. So, kind of sad, but, you know, we're waving bye-bye to the summer of 23, but, oh, man, it was a good one. And I got to imagine our fine fall fishing starts today, and I'm guessing this incredible fishing that we've been enjoying will continue for months to come yet. there's a lot of fish around, and it's nice that so much of it's well up above the border here now. So focusing kind of in my area here, starting off, the famous 14-mile bank is kind of the tip of the triangle. You made a little triangle out of the 14 and the 267 and the 277. That sector in there has just had a ton of tuna fish living in it for quite some time now. And they're around all day, but they come up a little better in the afternoons. Consistent spots of breaking fish in there, and they're, you know, they're mixed sizes. There's some little ones and there's some big ones, like you guys were talking earlier, and the mixed species, bluefin and yellowfin, both all mixed up together. And just been fun fishing in there. And from that triangle, you could slide a little bit in toward the beach, toward Newport, down below Dana, and then even farther on down, because there's been some stuff just a few miles off the beach. Or you could work over toward the east end of Catalina, closer to the east end. There's always been a good spot in the past few days that stuff is showing up in there also. So another area is a little bit farther down, kind of another triangle, 209, 312, 181 zone like that. And then the same setup, mixed grade fish, and mostly coming up in the afternoon, and fun fishing in there. And then the third zone, this is the one that's going to test you. This is the one that's going to hurt you. The big bluefin are kind of hanging out along the edge of the canyon there below Clemente, you know, approximately halfway between the head and the 43, and it might be a little above that line, might be a little below it, but they've been in that sector for a while. And that's a big fish zone. A lot of that is nighttime fish on the jigs, and then, of course, the guys are getting them fishing the flying fish and trolling the Mad Max, but that's where a lot of that big fish is being caught in there. And then speaking of Mad Max, so when you guys are setting up a trolling pattern, you know, the standard stuff like the cedar plugs, feathers, daisy chains like that, it's all great, all works. But the smaller plugs like the Halco and the new 130 size Mad Max, man, those work great on those yellow fins. So when you get your pattern set up and you're trolling along there, 6.5 to 6.8 knots is always my favorite speed. And then when you get a jig strike, you know, make sure you're ready for it. Make sure that you know where your bait net is, because it's kind of hard to pop a dipper if you can't find the bait net. Make sure that's handy. Make sure your bait rods are ready to go with like 25-pound fluorocarbon and another number two Mutu, my favorite combo, so you can get some bait in the water in a hurry. And then once you're stopped and organized, keep a slow onesie of the live bait going. You don't got to throw dippers. You'll run out of bait too fast. But just keep a slow onesie and then keep some chunks going. The elephant loves the chunks. And the way that I like to fish that chunk, you know, you just make a piece about the size of a walnut or so out of the center of a sardine. Slide the hook down alongside the backbone all the way out the other end. Turn it a little bit and then pull it back in. So the hook's completely covered up inside the bait, and your line is coming out from alongside the backbone on the other end, so it spins a lot less and it looks very natural. And those yellowfin and the dorado that are around here love that setup. So there's a lot of fish around, guys. I mean, it's
those are
I mean,
great
honestly, I think it's some of the best fishing we've ever seen here right now.
And the grade of the fish, too, is that grade of that yellowfin is just sensational. Just beautiful fish. Yeah.
And, you know, you can just imagine with the size of these guys now, and then in another month or so, it seems like that fish that's on the dolphins, like around, you know, Clemente and down the canyon, Mackerel Bank, like that stuff on the outside on the dolphins, you know, in years past, we've seen some real whoppers, you know, 60, 70, 80-pound elephant with them dolphins. So
man,
I would guess that we're going to see some of that coming also. That's going to be really fun stuff.
And
one more thing I do want to mention here.
Noah's saying that El Nino's strengthening as
really?
We go into the fall here, so we may even see
yep.
warmer water.
Yeah.
Who knows? And today being the first full day of fall,
yeah.
right? That's kind of cool. But really, so El Nino, so does that mean like a warmer winter or a strengthening?
No,
like
wet winter.
Wet. Okay, I got
wet
you.
Wet winter is what they're saying.
Okay.
Yeah, very
okay.
wet winter. So,
we'll see, right, yeah. Mark? So it means it's going to be dry as a bone. Is that what you're
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Because they didn't predict last year, right?
What it really means is they don't know we're going to get what we're going to get. But
thank you.
Traditionally, leading into these El Niños, that water stays warmer. And, you know, this fall fishing goes very late. And I think we're in for a good time. Let me mention one more thing, though, if I could. Over at Catalina, one of the bait boats, the Kinsley Marie, is anchored by the sea stand up towards Avalon in there, and they do have a little bit of live squid and Ooh. Some live mackerels and maybe a few live flying fish for the guys that are fishing in the War Heroes tournament. And wow. I want to wish all those guys good luck. So yeah. lots going on, guys. It's definitely time to go fishing.
Yeah, and, of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys had all the information for you this week. They will this weekend and next week. They even good. Of course, lobster season starts a week from today.
And what?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
You believe that? And they have even lobster reports on there. So they have all the information for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the outrageously priced Chevron station.
Is it over
and,
seven?
It's almost seven. The Supreme is $6.98. The other one is $6.68.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ouch.
But along with having the world's best bait tanks, we're working on that display of Corey's beautiful baits. We just got some more of those yesterday. Thank you, Corey. And
yeah.
We're going to have a consultation about some of the other stuff that we need to go along with them things.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe Amakatsu hooks.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. So 3-inch, and then now there's some 5-inch Viejos there.
Ooh.
Yeah. So if you're in the area and you're looking for that kind of offering, I don't know, maybe some 5-inch weedless next?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Sounds like a good time.
I'm
Thank
excited,
you, Mark.
Man.
I look
Thanks
forward
so
to it because your shop is in the right zone for that kind of customer, too.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
That's Very awesome. Good, well, thanks again. And like I said, guys, seriously, time to go fishing. This is some of the best offshore fishing we've seen around here in a really long time, and it's relatively close. So,
yeah.
And nice weather. Nice
yeah,
weather.
For sure.
Yes.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday. And I want to remind you, too, we're just talking lobsters tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup. We have Steve from Promar coming in, along with a lobster captain that runs lobster charters. That's going to be super fun. Captain Justin. Yeah, Captain Justin from
Bowline
Sport Fishing. Yeah, so that'll be fun. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on Let's Talk Hookup. You want to learn some stuff about lobster.
I look forward to that.
Get pumped up.
Yeah, right? I mean, how do you not, man?
Yeah.
Like golden nuggets, man.
Yeah.
Well, let's continue on with our golden nugget, talking to Jeff from Cedro Sport Fishing, one of my favorite places to go. Fish those calicos and yellowtails. How's it going, Jeff? Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, I'll tell you what, after listening to this show this morning, if you're a fisherman and you're not shaking and trying to figure out how to crack another few bucks out of your wallet to get out there and get your line wet,
yeah.
then you're not alive.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You know, the fishing, I mean, you know, we've all been doing this a long time, and there's always spikes and there's always some hips and valleys, but this is probably one of the best times that I can remember in a long time that we have the variety of fish. Great weather, you know, I mean, people willing to go, spending the money, the boat owners, you know, they're foregoing some, you know, some boat work to get people out there. And if you're not jumping on a boat, finding a way to get your bathtub on there with a little outboard, you know, and get out there and fish or jump on a trip down to Cedro Sport Fishing, then maybe you're not a fisherman, you know?
I agree.
Half the time.
How has it been down there, Jeff? Has there been any of that pelagic mixing in with the bass and the yellows?
Yes. How do you start off a report that, you know, you can go down there on a six-day trip, get four solid days of fishing, maybe even a half day when you first get there, but have the opportunity in the same afternoon to catch yellowfin, up to 30 pounds, right? I mean, they're mixed bag down there. Dorado, a lot of them are big, big bulls down there right now. Yellowtail, a lot of big yellows down there. Calico bass, that's just floating underneath the carpet, right? I mean, it's just, you know, great fishing. And then, believe it or not, they're even finding time to go fish the white sea bass and the halibut and get all that done in the same day. Where else can you do that besides Cedro Sport Fishing?
Pretty impressive.
It is, and we've got guys that are coming back, and gals, that are coming back with stories of, you can't believe it, and, you know, this was what was happening, and they're so excited, they're booking right away, they're getting on next year's docket, you know, so you got guys that are coming back saying, I caught my largest Dorado, largest yellowfin, largest yellowtail, largest white sea bass, all in the same trip.
Wow. And
oh, cool.
Mention a big calico bass if you wanted to. But Cedro Sport Fishing, great operation. So there's still spots available this year?
Absolutely. And believe it or not, I mean, this is one of the best times of year to go down there. Great fall fishing. I'm actually going on a trip that leaves on October 6th, and we fish through the 11th, so we return. And we've got five spots open on that trip. A couple people had to back out due to some family obligations. So if you are thinking, quit thinking and start doing, give Rosie a call. She's down there at the border right now doing a turnaround trip today and tomorrow. She'll answer her phone. She'll call you back. Make sure you're calling Rosie at Cedro Sport Fishing. And come on down. I mean, I'd love to fish with some new friends and have a great time.
All right. How do we get a hold of you?
So the best way to get a hold of Rosie is on her cell and at 619-772-7570. And you can reach her on the website at cedrosportfishing.com. And she's on all the social medias. And so if you don't believe what I'm telling you, go look at the pictures. They get posted from every day. And become a part of the Cedro Sport Fishing team and group and be able to tell your friends about it. Because it's going to be, you go down right now down there, it's going to be a trip of a lifetime.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that very much. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right.
Cedro Sport Fishing. Yeah. Man, definitely good times. And from there, it's going to continue on with Marcos. Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Oh, we've definitely got some more good times going on here.
Ooh, you know,
maybe a shorter good time trip, but still some really good fishing going on there. I'm ranging from those half-day trips, still picking away at those calico bass, definitely limited, like I said, with those changes to the shallow water rockfish, have to fish a little deeper, not as much of that in the mix there. Twilight trip, had a couple nights ago, had 22 calico bass, 14 anglers in addition to some bottom fish there, so still very good fishing on there. Except about what you'd expect in September. Those full-day trips, really good fishing there. Yesterday, the Sea-Watch, 14 bluefin, 18 yellowfin for their full-day trip. Those bluefin are in the 20 to 100-pound range, yellowfin are in the 20 to 60-pound range, and that kind of goes across the board there for those full days. Yeah, and again, guys, these are the full-day trips, catching these fish, you know.
Marcos, some of those trips, I mean, I saw like 100 mixed tuna, I saw 100 yellowfin, like over 100 yellowfin, and those are all quality. They were not like stretching an 8-pounder into it.
Yeah.
Yes, big ones.
And, yeah, it's ranging from, like, so on the low end, you're seeing this 20-pound fish. On the high end, we had a 260-pounder come back a couple days ago.
What?
So it's as long as you guys keep coming out fishing, there's a good chance, we joke about it, but there's a good chance you're going to get a bluefin for Thanksgiving this year.
Man,
yeah, that's good times.
Yeah,
especially if it's building El Nino like we were talking about. Or watch out.
Who's running open party for full day this week? Because, I mean, the
quarry might even want to go.
Right? I mean, it's that good. It's that close and that good, man. Come on.
I mean, anybody will take Corey on there, so whatever boat Corey's going on is an open party boat for Corey. So, you know, that's definitely there. But it's going to be mostly the Sea-Watch this week.
Okay.
The San Diego. I mean, we talk about this. The San Diego's always busy. The Sea-Watch is always busy during the summer there. When we get to this time of the year where people aren't necessarily on vacation, they're back at work, back at school, those weekend trips are basically gone. I don't think we have any weekend trips until like the third or fourth week in October. But we definitely have openings during the week. The Sea-Watch ran those trips. Next month we'll have a mix of the Sea-Watch and the San Diego, and both those boats going out there and just killing the fish there. You know, it's a good chance to get out there, get a shot at some of those bigger bluefin, but still have some consistency in there. You know, it's nice to see those 260-pounders, but it's also nice to see those 20 to 50-pounders that you can go out there and know you're going to catch a fish instead of...
I'm much kinder. No, yeah. I wouldn't say gentle, but I'm much kinder to the angler, for sure.
That's more my speed.
Super fun to catch.
That's more my speed.
My speed, too. Yeah.
Well, yeah, right.
You there, Mark. Of course, Marcos, he only likes to catch the big ones, right?
Right?
You know, honestly, I've never landed a big bluefin. You know, but to be fair, I haven't been out on the water in a few years here. I should probably get out there myself.
This would be a good time to go. How do we get a hold of it if we want to get out there?
Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We've got our full schedule up there. Half days, full days, 1 day, 1.5 days. We've got a few longer trips mixed in there. You can make a reservation straight online there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person. Get that gear tuned up, especially if you've been fishing a lot this year. Get that tuned up and get out on the boat and stock up on your MC swim baits, because that's what all the bluefin are being caught on.
I like it. Yes. Good job, Marcos.
All right. Talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Oh, Marcos, good times. Hey, the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase their famous spices, their rubs, their poke kit. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And be sure to make your reservations texting them. The number you text is 619-255-3128.
That's simple. Yep, absolutely. Phones are packing up. 213-432-1090. Get through like Don in Lakewood is on. Good morning, Don.
Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I love fishing for Cabrillas down in the Sierra Cortez. I know I've seen a few videos of Benny down there. Benny, could you elaborate on your tackle and places you go there and what you really like about it?
Thanks for the call. What I like about it, I'll start backwards. What I like about it is the pulling power of Cabrilla. It's, you know, I mentioned it in the video I did with BD Outdoors and Mercury. It's a calico bass on steroids, but you have a chance of catching a 20-pound Cabrilla or a calico bass. And the worst thing you could do is catch a 5 to 8 pounder on the small end. Which isn't too bad on a big jerk bait, such as the Shimano Current 170, and the color I'd suggest is bone and pink. Bone and pink.
Really?
Yes.
Is it dual color or is it a single bone color?
It's all bone with pink on the belly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't know why. But they eat it.
Really?
They eat it. Yes.
Yeah.
And
then what about that new AFCO?
The swimmer. Yeah. Matt caught one over 20 in March on that also.
Wow.
That's another one that they like a lot. Mint white.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those things swim pretty cool.
They swim great.
And you can cast them.
You can cast them a mile. Yeah. I cast that bigger one on my 90H jig stick and Tranks 500.
Shoo.
For fishing for yellows.
And they come equipped with a heavy-duty split ring and a darn 4X strong, like beefy
yes.
hook.
Yes, when they built them to last, and they built them to fish right out of the package.
Right out. Like, you literally take them out, tie them on, you're ready to go. There's no change in split rings. And
Nope. And so my everyday tackle, I would fish a Tranks 400 with 80-pound Max Quattro on a Terramar 80 H, and I'm fishing a titanium, it's called Not Too Naughty, titanium wire, already rigged. It has a split ring, and it has a swivel, and it's roughly about 14 inches long, and we're fishing 75-pound to 100-pound titanium wire.
And that helps them when they get you in the rocks, you can have a chance to get them out.
Yeah, we've tried fishing 80-pound floral, but it just, when they come up and eat it, go straight back to the rocks, they bust you off right away.
Yeah. And you don't stand it. You're hooking them in so shallow. People don't get it. Like, you're at a cast length, but you're casting in the 5-10 feet of water.
You're already casting in the danger zone the minute it hits the water. So when you do get bit, rod tip straight up and just wind. Because it's either
drag pinned down.
And with 80-pound and that titanium, he's going to come one way. Either he's going to go the other way or he's going to come towards you.
Yeah.
So you really want him coming to you. Because once you get him out of that boiler section, then you have a chance. But usually, you know, the biggest benefit is when we take our own boats down there. We're very comfortable fishing in shallow, trolling motoring around like we would for calico bass. So it really makes things much, much easier. There are pongas that I know George Catane, they actually run pongas down there, but that would be my recommendation for tackle.
Yeah, for sure. And
just talking about that.
I know, it's
so
exciting.
Fun.
Where do you get, I have to ask, where do you get the titanium wire?
You can Google it.
I think Pain and Landing actually carries it.
Do they?
Does Johnny carry it?
Yeah.
Oh, they may.
They may, yeah. Because I got some from Steve. And Steve,
okay.
Yeah, I think Johnny may have it over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They carry a lot of cool
Because Steve
things.
Likes that stuff, too.
And I know if they don't have it, Johnny will get it for you.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks for the call. Very, very good question there. And great text. You have a great text? I found one here from Rex in Rancho Santa Margarita. He says, good morning, guys. Great show. As always, Benny spoke about fish finders. What features do you consider most important in your fish finder, Benny?
What I find, I mean, there's a lot of them out there. I think for me is sight imaging. And the reason being is that a lot of times you want to see what's to your right and what's to your left. I can direct my guests to casting certain areas. If we're not fishing kelp and we're fishing over rock piles and isolated kelp, you can really see rock piles pretty clear on these hummingbird fish finders.
And does it have a separate transducer for the side scan?
I have a through-hull transducer that does up and down side scan and water temp and speed.
No kidding. Everything. Wow.
Yeah. These new fish finders, they're not cheap.
Yeah.
Thank God Hummingbird is one of my partners. But it's like any piece of equipment you have for fishing, whether it's a reel, rod, line, lures. You're going to pay for quality. You're going to get quality.
Yeah.
And it's just how...
Get a good transducer, right?
Get a good transducer. Like 175 kW is probably the best for a small boat because it gives you clarity. You can really pinpoint rock piles, kelp stringers that you don't see. You might have a rock pile with a couple of strands of kelp coming off it. You could see it clear as day.
And I think you just said something clear, because you're calling it a fish finder, right? But
right.
It's not that you're finding fish on it.
No.
It's that you just said you're locating the rock and the kelp, and you know from past experience how to set up on that.
Yep.
And so referring to it as a fish finder is...
I think because that's what we used to call it.
Right, exactly.
But
right.
I think now, I mean, most people just call them meters or,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
Just because it gives you a lot of different... things you're looking at. Water
and it's so much
speed.
More advanced
yes.
than with
yeah.
what it used to be.
Yeah.
Like that side scan for you is like a game changer.
It really is. I mean, it's a great tool to use on the boat for me.
How many wrecks have you found in shallow? That's what I want to know. Like in the harbor, in the bay. And
well, the really nice thing is that, you know, you could touch the screen, save it. I have so many waypoints within waypoints. But, yes, you can come across going, whoa, let's circle back and check that out.
Yeah,
and then put your finger on the – and most of them now are touch screen, so you can touch it, and it'll automatically save it. You can name it, you know, inside breakwater, wreck one, wreck two, whatever
that's,
it may be.
That sounds like a lobster
really
finder
nice.
To me.
Yeah, it could
especially
happen.
In the harbor.
Yeah. All right, hey, we're going to be right back. More with Captain Benny Florentino when we return on Let's Talk a Clap, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa. So check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush Series Hoop Net Line, the original hoop net designed for SoCal lobster hooping. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having so much fun in studio.
Yeah, Captain Benny Florentino, Coastal Charters. We were just talking about how incredible Benny's like the $20 million man running all these days and still being solid and at the ripe old age of what, 60 now?
64.
Really? You're kidding. Dude. Come on.
65 yeah. in December.
Oh, my. Come
Medicare
on.
Medicare time.
There getting all that mail. Yeah. You know what it's
like. Hell yeah. For sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Benny, you're a superman. Yeah. Keep it up, because people want the demand for your services. There's not very many Benny Florentino.
I keep threatening to retire, but it's too much fun.
Hey, what are you going to do when you retire? Go fishing?
I could be a welcome guy at Walmart or something. I don't know.
Oh, good. Yeah, time. So Jim from Thousand Palms said the titanium wire mentioned in the show today is called Not Too Kinky. So K-N-O-2, 2, 2. K-I-N-K-Y.
Thanks for that. Yeah. I knew not naughty was in there.
Yeah,
so
yeah, not too kinky. He says not too naughty, but not K-N-O-T. Too kinky. Mm-hmm. And so if you do a web search or like I said, I'm pretty sure Dana Landon carries it too. So that stuff is a game changer when you're going to Loretto or Gonzaga Bay, whatever, for that cabrilla, because they just know those rocks.
Yeah.
And it's already rigged. It's got the swivel for you to tie on.
Yep. Swivel, clip, the whole thing.
It's ready to go. Yeah. So, wow. Thanks for that, Jim. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim.
That's a good one for sure, Jim. I've got a good text too, Pete. And says, let's see here. I'm a novice when it comes to local fishing. I went out with Benny a couple of years ago, and his patience and teaching made for an awesome 2 days, with an exclamation mark. He says, he, Chris, and I had over 90 bass in one day.
Oh,
how cool is that? And so I bring this up, Benny, because anybody that is in Southern California or beyond, like if you enjoy, you have your own boat and mm-hmm. do that style of fishing, they can hire you to maybe not only learn their own waters, but just get the techniques and the simple ways that, and I say simple, they're simple to you, but but it could be decades worth of knowledge that you pass on in a day of a charter.
Oh, absolutely. And you know how many anglers I have that have their own boats, have their own equipment, just come on to learn and try the new gear, whether it's spinning or casting, and just, you know, what I'm looking for on the fish finder. They may not have the same one, but they're learning how to navigate on their, you know, on a fish finder, how to navigate beaches, and they have more confidence when they lead a boat. And even a hitch in somebody's casting, you know, I mean, for me, again, I mentioned that earlier, is that casting, getting from point A to point B, from your boat to the fish, whether it's a party boat or your own boat, is huge. If you don't have, you know, if you're missing it by like 2 feet, but yet your mechanics is inhibiting you from getting that extra 2 feet to get to the fish, will be the difference between success and not success.
But styles, too. The style
true.
Of fishing.
Yeah.
You know?
They won't experience it fishing in 5 feet of water in the wash to, you know, fishing in 90 feet on leading edges. It's just different. I would have never thought of fishing out here.
And but, that style,
yes,
right?
And
I mean,
that style,
it
yeah.
could be a little bit different than what you're doing.
In the middle of wintertime, fishing a weedless bait, watching bass blow up.
Man.
Right?
Talking my language.
Shoot.
Sounds so
the
fun.
Best.
Yeah,
the best.
It is the best, for sure. Scott Sherman's on the line. Boy, Scott.
How you doing?
The Shermanator. Scott, we have the Shermanator.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Can you guys hear me?
1, 2.
There we go. Hey, just wanted to say hi to Benny and wanted to know what his favorite technique for catching calicos is.
Weedless.
Weedless.
Yes. 7-inch weedless. All day.
The only
way to
go. And rig
it with a weighted hook?
Weighted Gamagatsu weighted hook. What size is it?
Corey will tell you.
8-0?
Yeah, I think it's a 9 or
nine,
something like that.
Yeah.
9-0, yeah.
Yeah.
9-0 with a 1/4 ounce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's so much
between
fun.
That and the surface iron, I threw the surface iron a lot yesterday. But either one is anything on the surface. Big or small.
And if you have that open area, like the kelp's down a few feet, mm-hmm. like you're saying, the surface iron, man.
Yeah.
Nothing more fun than that.
A 9-foot jig stick, and Tranks 580-pound line and 60-pound leader. Because you never know if you get a yellow sea bass, but
any of it.
Any
yeah.
of it.
What have your largest calicos come on? Like the most memorable largest that you can.
My two PBs, 10-8 and 10-4.
Oh,
both surface huge. Iron fish.
Surface iron.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a Terramar 9-foot rod with a Tranks 500.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And what pound power pro do you put on it?
80.
80
max.
Max Quattro?
Yeah. Comes off the reel.
Max comes off the reel. It casts
yeah.
so well on a trick.
Now, my clients, I've had four get them over 10.
Really?
Four
Whoa.
Clients over 10.
That's
my
impressive.
That's my claim to fame. Yeah.
I know. That's why I perked up. Because that for me, like taking somebody fishing and they catch a good one.
Oh, my gosh.
That means more to me than me catching them.
Oh, I freaked out. And they were like, they were afraid to do anything. Four. Two on the beach, and when I mean the beach, Palos Verdes, one at San Clemente and one in Southern Orange County.
Wow. So neat, Benny.
Yeah. Not on big baits.
And where did your two tens come from?
My one was at San Clemente and one was inside Marnock Bay, just above Salt Creek.
Wow.
In 2 feet of water.
How cool.
2 feet of water.
Wow. And that's, I mean, there's so many people that's a big achievement. I mean, to even come close to catching a 10 and to have that opportunity.
A lot of my peers never caught a 10.
Yes. Well,
Corey,
I have not.
Oh, you
have
not?
I have
Corey
not.
Sanded.
No.
Holy
I haven't even been close.
A lot of nines, right? A lot of big nines.
A tremendous amount of nines.
Yeah.
And just under 10.
Yeah.
Like ones that maybe some people would have called 10, right?
But you know? Put it on the scale. And
it's a D-liar. It's just under.
Yeah.
Now, the largest one on the boat is 12.5 pounds.
Holy. That was Luke.
12.75.
Was that Luke?
Yes.
Was that local?
That was local? I take that back. I have that completely wrong. It was Luke. It was 10.75.
And
I was
going
to say 12? Yeah, I know. Whoa. I know. That's why I had to back up.
And local, though.
That was local.
See, and that's, to me, San Clemente, okay.
Yeah.
Cedros, okay. Sac Reef,
yes.
Okay. But local, you know, 10 minutes outside the harbor.
That's where you're going to get the
same thing. Palos Verdes, you know. I mean, you would think maybe not. But, man, that just – I would love to catch one in Palos Verdes.
But I think the reason being is what we mentioned earlier. San Clemente Island, you can go catch your personal best 7, 8, 9 pounder.
Yep.
There's so many of them that the 10, 11 pounder doesn't have a chance.
Right.
That on the coast, there's so many pound and a half to 3 pounders.
Yep.
That big one, that 9 to 12 pounder, actually makes a very fat living.
Yes, yes he does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, thanks a lot for the call morning. Hey, so Daniel in Santa Barbara, listening to us up there in Santa Barbara, says, Ben, what length of trip do you offer and what is your range with Coastal Charters?
My range is San Clemente Island, so you're talking about 130 round trip. And it can be...
And where are you launching?
If I do that, it'd be Newport. It's a better ride home. But I don't... I don't suggest that trip right now. I suggest Cat or Palos Verdes. Catalina right now is the place.
And where are you launching when you do that?
Long Beach.
Long Beach, yeah.
And it depends. If my guests live in San Diego, I'm going to meet them at Newport. If they live up north where he's at, I'll meet them at Long Beach.
Long Beach.
The reason being because, one, they're biting. Two, it's still a good chance of catching a good one. If you look at my Instagram page, I just posted on my story, Al Q's a nice fish he got yesterday. And, people want to go. They want to go to Clemente. That's where the big ones are. I want to go there. But that's not always the case.
Yeah.
It's a long ride. It's four hours total.
And then
travel.
You have to deal with the Navy sometimes, too.
Yeah, and right now, it hasn't been open.
It's very hot right now.
It really hasn't.
Yeah. Really?
So it's open Sunday on the backside in three different sections, but that's it.
No. Really? So it's pretty limited.
It can be.
Where Catalina's completely open.
It's always open.
And Catalina's different than it was 20 years ago.
Yes.
If you were ever in that era and remembered, it was a lot of small ones.
Yep.
But in the last 10 years, like 8 to 10 years, it's like since the El Nino kind of zone 7-8 years ago, there's a lot of big ones.
There's a lot of opportunity in different areas. There's more area, whereas Clemente's so vast, it's a long ride, and it's so vast that, there's some opportunity, but, boy, you really have to go there focused in one zone. Otherwise, your time is limited. Where Cat, it's an hour to get there, an hour back at 30 miles an hour. Because we're going to the very farthest part on the east end. It's just 31 miles from Alamitos. So you leave at 6, you get there about 7:30. You have until 2:30. That's a lot of time to fish.
You know who we need to give a shout out to? It was a big part of both of our lives. Mr. Jack Sewell.
Oh, Jack Sewell, mentor.
Right?
Legend.
Right. I know, it just came to my mind.
Yeah.
Thinking of San Clemente
Island. Right. Yeah.
And the thing is now, since we just went through a solstice, the nights are longer than the days.
Yeah.
So until the next solstice, which is December, then the nights get shorter and the days get longer, right? So as we get shorter, your time period there is pretty narrow.
Yeah, now, will that bode well for fishing? I don't know. It all depends on tides and current and all that, but it does limit your days. Launching at 6, the sun doesn't come out till 7:15. With that said, at least your travel time is in the dark and you get there early morning. So you might catch an early morning bite for a good one, depending on current. And that sort of thing. Speaking of Jack Sewell.
Is he really? He heard you talking about him, huh? Yeah. That's so funny.
Wintertime, it can be just like summer.
Yeah, I heard you talking about me, Benny. Huh? What's going on?
Oh, man. one of the saltiest, fishiest.
He's amazing. He caught a 10 last year. I don't. You know that he caught a 10 last year, right?
All the time. And Jack is what, in his 80s now?
84?
6?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
He fishes two colors, right?
Blue grunion?
Blue grunion and rock hopper.
And the rock hopper.
Always.
Yeah.
Two baits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So neat. Let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Mike. Mike Holm from Rosemead. Thanks for joining us, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for picking up my line. Benny, predicting a rainy winter, and that's good for the guys that have boats out on the salt to get a free rinse off with fresh water. what leads me up to this is after a long day of fishing with your clients, you drop them off and then you load up your boat on the trailer, and you have to rinse off your boat and get it ready for the next day. But how often? Well, it's kind of like going to the dentist or brushing your teeth. You can brush your teeth, but every once in a while you need a deep cleaning. So how often do you really get down dirty and clean your boat very thoroughly?
If anybody knows how my boat looks, I every other month I take it home and clean every orifice of that boat. No lie. I'm in there and I'm taking a magic eraser and taking every dark spot off. But I do that anyways. My boat has a little cabinet it's full of white magic erasers. And
what
I use that.
Magic eraser?
You never seen those?
No.
Oh, they're the best thing ever.
Wow. You know who taught me that? Jim Decker.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
And I showed him.
Oh, okay.
I threw him a couple. They're little white pads that have some chemical reaction, but it takes.
But it's like a kitchen scrubber.
That's it.
Yes.
It's white foam.
Yeah.
And you just go over dark spot.
Yeah.
On fiberglass. Oh, yeah. On anything.
It's
where do you get them?
You get them anywhere. Costco, wherever.
They're seriously made for, like, kitchen scrubbing, kitchen cleaning.
I learned about them in the restaurant business about 15 years ago.
I'll be darned.
My manager bought them. I go, what the heck? These things are expensive. But anyways, so at the end of the day, usually every other month, I'm detailing that boat inside and out. But daily, it comes out of the water, clean it. I don't wipe it down. I wipe it in the morning, and it looks like it was detailed the day before.
Hey, a wet boat's a happy boat. No. And how often are you going to fish day consecutive days?
As much as 20 plus.
20 straight days?
This week was 8.
Wow, 8 straight days?
Today's my first day.
Man, Benny, I get off the water for one day, and I'm a little worn out, man.
Hey, I'm telling you.
I've got a good text here, Pete.
Yeah.
And this is what's cool about texting the show via the app is we're live.
It's great.
We're live. I mean, we get the text from you all the time, and this one comes from who else other than Chris Barrick.
Oh.
And Lobster
Saltwater Bass himself.
Yes, there, right? Yeah. He says, good morning, guys. You've got me foaming at the mouth this morning talking calicos on the surface iron. One thing I really miss living in Southern California. He says, draw fishing's off the hook here right now. Oh. Los Brillas, he's got 92.9 degree water.
Holy 92.9. I'll see you soon, Chris, for our Palmas de Cortez trip. And then we're going to go diving, too, down at Cabo Pulmo with Chris. So that's always fun.
How cool.
But Chris and Jim were the masters of the Coronado Islands.
Those
guys fished at nighttime out there and just absolutely roped the big ones.
Yep.
I don't know how many tens Chris has, but I think it's a lot.
Yeah. They were dedicated to that nighttime.
Yeah,
they used to tell me about, oh, you ought to come down. And I go, oh, dude, nighttime. I'm not a nighttime.
Yeah.
As
Pete Grosbeck says, nighttime's for sleeping.
Oh,
yes, or for vampires.
Roger.
I enjoy my sleep.
Me too.
Yeah, for sure. But those guys would go out there and just absolutely slay them.
And get them.
Yeah, on like freshwater gear.
Yeah.
Right?
So one of the guys that they kind of mentored and taught was, I forget his name, but he had a 13 and a quarter out there. And it was weighed on a legit scale. The San Diego Anglers were having a family tournament at Shelter Island. He brought it in and weighed it on the certified scale.
Wow.
Like legit.
Wow. Look forward to seeing you, Chris.
Yeah.
Thanks for the text, too. And
thanks, Chris.
Yeah, in fact, I was just thinking about you and Jim. And, he's living the life down there.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you kidding me?
Awesome guy.
Yeah. Hey, text here from Dave and Torres. It says, what's up with the Shimano Waxwing SR? I got some juniors, but the seniors, are they coming back?
Looks like the Waxwings aren't. I probably bought every single one out there. It's a great tool for me and my business. But, yeah, unfortunately.
The calicos eat them?
Calicos love them. Yellows love them.
Love them. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, yeah. But there is a good replacement for it. You know that swimmer by AFCO.
The swimmer by AFCO
is right in line.
Very similar to that. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they really did their homework on those AFCO jigs. I mean, there's some really good ones.
Great job.
They're not. They're not cheap. I mean, they're pricey, but there's for a reason. I mean, they have all the right hardware.
You don't have to change anything out.
You don't have to change anything
out. Nothing.
When you think about some of the stuff you buy and then you have to put, you know, $5-$6 worth of hooks and rings and stuff like that on them, you know, you do the numbers, it's like they're actually pretty well priced.
No, they're very reasonably priced.
Yep. Yeah.
Have to give a shout out to Rock Hot Rick, too. He's listening and War Heroes on the Water. He texted me the name. It's Bill Hochstad.
Okay.
I caught that 13 and a quarter.
I remember
Bill Hochstad. Remember?
So that
came from Jimmy.
Thanks for listening.
Chris.
Good luck on the War Heroes.
Yeah,
good luck.
I guess, did they have the parade is tonight or this afternoon?
Today.
It's today. Yeah, the big parade and then the big party at Anthony's house there in Newport. So if you see a bunch of people in Newport parading around on big boats, that's the War Heroes on the Water. And what a great event.
Yep.
And I'm so happy that Rick got to participate this year with Rod Halpern and
honor,
the guys.
Right?
Yeah, it's really a cool deal. So good luck on that tournament. They'll catch some fish.
I think so.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump into another phone call.
Okay, let's do it. How about Steve? Steve calling from Orange County. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Captain Benny, you're the bomb. I'd like to tell everybody, Benny is a gentleman's gentleman. He I watched Benny come in from a half-day fishing trip with some clients, clean his boat, show up at a small social gathering, and I watched him listen to 50 fishing stories. And I said, man, that's got to be a tough part of your job alone, listening. No, I love it. I love hearing everybody. So he's... You're the man, Benny. You're so approachable.
Thanks, Steve.
You're so easygoing. You're willing to give up information. You've called us, or we called you from our boat, and you've given us spots. So
yeah.
Benny's the man. And I would like to drop one last thing.
Sure.
He is. My nephew, Skyler Cachadorian from Kicker Fishing, he was on that Cortez trip, and he caught the golden Cabrillas. He was the kid on the front of the cover of the magazine with that Cabrilla.
Oh, cool.
And he said the trip was insane.
Steve, you're awesome, man. I
so
appreciate it.
We gotta
go fishing, man. Let's work it out.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call this morning. I got another text here from Mike in Hermosa. He says, good morning, gentlemen. Benny, purchased some of the new AFCO swimmer lures. Have not had a chance to use them yet. If you have, what size and color works best for you?
Mint and both sizes.
Mint and both sizes in the
mint
swimmer.
White. Mint the swimmer.
Yeah.
Mint white. Yep.
Yeah. And that's just like a subsurface lure, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's very easy. You cast it, as Robbie said. They made the lures to make it very easy for all experienced or novices. Cast and wind.
Super simple.
Super simple.
Even I caught a yellow on them.
Did you?
Fish and Cedros. Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. On the larger one, it was like a yellowfin color mackerel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They just swim. Does color make a difference? It's like anything, right? It depends what you're confident in. It swims fantastic, and you just got to get it out there and fish it.
Yeah. They work.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of Benny the nice guy, I met Benny 30 plus years ago or something like that.
Yeah.
You were working for Chili's up in north of Santa Barbara.
Santa Maria?
Arroyo Grande.
Arroyo Grande.
And he instantly won my heart because he brought me a bottle of wine.
Oh.
he's like the kindest, nicest guy. And he says, hey, I got a great bottle of wine here for you. I was like, oh, we're instant friends here.
Right.
Yeah, we're instant friends. But that's the kind of deal I might say is going fishing with Ben, it's like he becomes your friend. And if you haven't fished with Ben before, he's not easy to get in because all the people that go fishing with him
go rebooking with him.
So if you want to go fishing with a great guy that really knows his stuff, and you'll have a very pleasant day, whether you take your kids with you or whatever, Coastal Charters, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, people want to bring kids out. July and August is the best, and if we do take kids, the number one focus is kids catching, not you.
Not you.
Not
yeah.
you. No, honestly, and I don't
Absolutely.
Mean to... We need to get more kids fishing, and we need to get them stoked. We need to get the rod bent. Mackerel, bass, whatever. Just get them stoked. It doesn't matter what kind of technique we use, as long as the rod's bent.
Yeah. That's perfectly said. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this AFCO Real Bag when we return on Let's Talk a Kebab, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
So funny.
When you plan your next tuna trip, be sure to select the right boat. And in San Diego, that's the Tomahawk. The Tomahawk is captained and owned by 20-year veteran Dave Ibrahim. Dave is highly skilled and will put you on the fish. The newly refurbished Tomahawk is the perfect platform to target bluefin tuna. Large deck space, oversized galley, comfortable bunk room, tons of bait capacity, and a massive refrigerated fish hold are just some of the reasons why. So next time you plan your fishing adventure, plan to fish the Tomahawk at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. You'll be stoked you did.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com. In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, it's so amazing how fast 2 hours goes, right? Goes,
especially when Ben Florentino is here. Flip the coin,
yes.
Benny. Let's see who's the big winner.
We've got a caller. Yeah, and the caller today happens to be Don from Lakewood. Congratulations.
Don from Lakewood. He wins that AFCO Real Bag, and you're going to love that thing. It's really, really
sounds
cool.
Killer.
Yeah, for sure. And Benny, how do we go fishing with you?
You can try in November.
Because you're booked in October.
I'm booked in October, yeah.
Okay.
More than I want to be, but it's all great.
What about for next year, though?
But, I mean, November should be pretty awesome.
Yeah, they're calling for the weather it is, but if you want to get ahead and you want to go the best time out of July and August, you can go to 310-779-0397, go to Ben at fishcoastalcharters.com or fishcoastalcharters.com, and guys, thanks so much. It's always a pleasure
always
to come here. I'm honored to be on your show.
Well, we're honored to have you, Benny, for many, many years. They're like 30-plus years on the show. Yeah. Hey, tomorrow, I want to thank Christian for manning the phones and, of course, Adam for an amazing job he does on our Let's Talk Hookup app and our podcast there. Thank you guys very much. Thanks to all of you out there. Tomorrow morning, Steve, Avram Promar, and Captain Justin from Bowline Fishing, Sport Fishing, going to be talking lobsters.
Oh,
yeah. It's almost here.
It's here.
Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.